Hey friends, welcome to episode 168 of the Fierce Calling Podcast. I'm your host, Dara Swift, and I'm so glad that you're listening in this week. And I have a return guest that you're going to love to hear. And my guest this week is Valerie Ellis. And we're going to talk about becoming more aware of God in our everyday. And she loves to share joy and encourage families to flourish in their faith. She helps equip, and she also writes children's books. And we're going to be talking about one that came out right before Christmas. And I don't know about you all, but we had a really hard Christmas in our family this past year. My dad had passed away, and I'm ready for a Christmas do-over. So we're going to talk about this. I could have saved this episode for July and did Christmas in July. But, you know, Christmas is every day because we celebrate Jesus every day. So thank you so much for tuning in. And first, here's a word. And after that, stay tuned because Valerie has a lot of great things to share with us today. Friend, what threatens to steal your joy today? When the struggles of this world drain us dry and wring us out, our desert mentality becomes fertile ground for the enemy's lies to grow. We place our trust in what we see and feel instead of in the God we know and love. Surrender the Joy Stealers is a strategic six-week Bible study rooted in John 15 that helps women rediscover the overflowing, ever-present Jesus joy within that fills them, empowers them, and ripens the fruit God produces in their lives. Using personal and biblical application, women will learn how to identify their joy stealers, surrender them to God, reawaken the joy within them, and share that joy with others. Pick up your copy today. It's perfect for individual or group study. You can find it on all the online retailers. Surrender the Joy Stealers. Rediscover the Jesus joy in you. It's time to take your joy back. Welcome back to the show. Today, I'm excited to welcome back my friend, Valerie Ellis. She's been on before, and it was an amazing episode, and I'm looking forward to what we're going to talk about today. She is a children's book author, a speaker, and founder of the multi-author online resource, Our Everyday Parables, which offers book reviews and parenting ideas for families pursuing faith and compassion. A certified teacher, she's passionate about helping kids and parents connect with God and each other in the everyday moments. And I love it so much because we may be parents, we may be grandparents, we may be aunts, we may be teachers of kids in Sunday school, and even the message for our own lives and our own relationships, what she writes about is very authentic and it's very applicable to all of our lives. So welcome to the show. It's great to have you back, Valerie.
Such a pleasure to be here. Thank you, Doris.
Thank you. Valerie's one of my book camp buddies. We met in book camp, Chad Allen's book camp. And so we've been writing for quite some time. And I would love, Valerie, if you would share a little bit of background about your story and then how you're taking action where your passion, compassion, and conviction intersect.
Wonderful. Yes, it's been fun to follow each other's journeys through book camp and just through staying in touch. So it's very important to have that relationship and support. So it's great. Yes. Yeah, so my passion, compassion, and conviction, you mentioned a lot about our everyday parables. And I know we talked about that on our last episode. And so a new development with my journey is that I am writing children's books. And the first one comes out this year, probably will have already come out by the time we post this. It's called Share the Joy. It's a Christmas Lift the Flap book. And so this just is enabling me to extend my ministry to children and families by helping them connect with God through books, connect with God in those everyday moments like you talked about. And Share the Joy specifically is about helping us worship and celebrate God while we expand to also share with others. So that's also very near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, it's so exciting. And I love that the book coming out is Share the Joy, a Christmas Lift the Flap book. I mean, who doesn't like a Lift the Flap book? I mean, I'm a grown up here and I love those kind of interactive books. It's just fun, you know? And like I was saying earlier, It is applicable to all of us. The messages that we read in children's books often is maybe on kind of a level where the children can understand and comprehend, but it's also usually a complex message that we can all glean from. And many of my listeners might be grandparents or, you know, aunts, as I said, or maybe they have a Sunday school class, but everyone has someone in their life that has littles. And this would make a great gift, but I'd also love to talk more about that message and how this came about and how you are pursuing that and encouraging the families in these everyday moments with God and connecting with God.
Yes. Yes. I think that's so true. And, you know, as I've researched each book that I've written and thought about how I want to talk to kids about it, I've ministered to myself so much and just come up with so many ideas for, like you said, just any person who's pursuing the Lord. So this book is, like I said, all about sharing and service. And when we think about Christmas, right, it's the dawn of salvation, as one carol says, the beginning of Jesus' life here on earth. And we think about all the things that characterize Jesus' life: grace, truth, love, and service, right? He was the greatest servant of all. Mm-hmm. So what better way to celebrate him than serving like he did? And at Christmas, it can be difficult because we do get so busy with all of the things and, you know, especially for families trying to make those Christmas memories for their kids and then keep up with everyone's expectations. Mm-hmm. It can get a little overwhelming. Yeah. And so the book takes all of those things we love about Christmas and ties in serving. So, and when I speak with families, I give lots of ideas for how to do this in the flow of what we're already doing, mm-hmm. because, you know, it doesn't have to be one more thing. It can become integral, yeah, to our Christmas. And I've kind of set the book up that way too. So I'll just show it, even though I know we're not on video. And I know you've seen it digitally, but for example, like this page, you think the child is receiving a Christmas toy, mm-hmm. and then you lift the flap and they're actually giving the toy to another child. So it's all of our Christmas traditions. I say all of our Christmas traditions, the typical ones, uh-huh. we think of, you know, sharing Christmas cookies, getting our Christmas shopping done, and spending time decorating the tree, mm-hmm. and how do we expand those to include others? So how do we expand our worship? How do we expand our gift, our thoughts about gifts? And the thing I love about it is that, like all of God's precepts, you know, when he says serve others, mm-hmm. he knows it's good for us too. So this is about sharing the joy and expanding our own joy, yeah. because when we share with others, it increases our joy. And also, I think especially at Christmas, with all of the demands, like I had mentioned, and the commercialism and even the post-Christmas blues, you know, by looking outside of ourselves and saying, you know, how can I expand this tradition that we do? You know, maybe it's caroling, to include others and to share that joy with others and to share with maybe people who don't know the Lord, this is what Jesus is about. He's about serving. Mm. He's, you know, like, go ahead and try to have the perfect tree. I'm not saying there's anything bad about that, but, you know, if we're not showing the world that Jesus is about serving, we're missing an opportunity.
Yeah.
And the same with our kids. So just to bring this back to kids, you know, when I was thinking about this topic, what I didn't want to do was to write a book that was like, stop focusing on all of this Christmas fun and go serve others, mm-hmm. you know, because the Christmas fun is also a gift to us from the Lord. Mm-hmm. It's not something that we need to have one or the other. And so I thought, how could we make this just so, you know, make serving so tied into a kid's experience of Christmas that when they grow up, they're like, oh yeah, I mean, Christmas isn't Christmas without exchanging gifts. Christmas isn't Christmas without hot chocolate by the fire, but also Christmas isn't Christmas without serving others and sharing that joy of Jesus. It's just part of my Christmas experience. So by tying it into the Christmas traditions in the book, and then a lot of what I do when I speak to moms or kids at school visits, just trying to make it very natural mm-hmm. to celebrate the servant of the world by serving others.
Yeah. What a beautiful message and a great reminder for all of us. And I love how you said earlier, it's not like an extra thing to add on to our plate at Christmas, because it is just something that can be intertwined in our celebration, and how we can be so instrumental in teaching and even remembering ourselves that it is more blessed to give than receive. And I love the little surprises mm-hmm. in the pop-ups, like you were saying on that one page, and the illustrations are beautiful in this book. They're so easy on the eyes and beautiful to look at and just very calming. And, you know, when you see the surprise that, like you said, it looks like a child's receiving a gift, but actually when you lift the flap, you can see that it's actually the child giving a gift to a friend or someone else, you know, a family member, friend or whatever. So that is a cute surprise and a sweet surprise and a sweet reminder about giving and how it can really get to kids early because of all the mm-hmm. consumerism and materialism and all, you know, all the ism stuff, mm-hmm. you know, it's not mm-hmm. Healthy for kids to focus so much on this is all about me, because then it can redirect and see, oh, this is all about Jesus. And I know that kids know that, but when it comes mm-hmm. to getting gifts, sometimes things can like cloud the true meaning, right?
For sure. For sure. I mean, I remember even as like a 12-year-old just driving from Christmas thing to Christmas thing and knowing like I'm supposed to be most excited about Jesus, mm-hmm. but I'm most excited about presents.
Right? Yeah. Yes.
You know, I think that's very natural for kids. And, you know, we don't want to make them feel ashamed of that in any way.
True.
It's just very natural. But to also direct the focus to what will bring lasting joy.
Yeah.
You know, these presents are great, but when the tree is taken down, I mean, some of us get the post-Christmas blues too, right? Like when the tree is down and the presents are unwrapped, it's like, what is this all about? But when we expand and we say, you know, I have, you know, maybe donated to this organization as part of my Christmas, I have gone out and served, you know, or even yeah. just shared extra smiles at the store and been kind and let people cut in line, those memories and that impact for God's kingdom lasts beyond the tinsel. And it helps to, you know, I don't want to say this in a weird way, but it helps to like insulate our own souls mm-hmm. against the rough and tumble of this world. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's about the Lord, it's about others for sure, but we're also taking care of ourselves.
True. That could be the title of your next book, Beyond the Tinsel. I love that. But it is true. I mean, after Christmas, you know, if we had decorated our house and all of that, when we take everything down, it gets back to the way it was. But at first, it just all seems so plain after you take everything away. And it's like, oh, you know, where's all the shimmering lights and, you know, the decorations that make everything special? But I do love the fact that we can give gifts that are free, like you were just talking about, you know, just the gift of being kind, letting someone cut in line or smiling. You know, people don't expect those things anymore, do they? I mean, in our world, mm-hmm. we don't expect that. It's like, I'm first. I was here first. I need to go first or whatever.
Yes, it's true. And these are the kind of things that can continue after Christmas. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you might not pull out the Share the Joy book, but we have resources that are free. When you order the book, you can type in your receipt number and I'll share that link with you. And one of them is a Share the Joy jar that has 24 ideas for serving your family and serving your neighbors. And those are things that can be done any time of year. So one family might use the Share the Joy jar to, draw out something once a week, every week of Advent. I mean, there are 24 ideas, but you don't have to put them all in the jar. Uh-huh. If you're like, I know my family's not going to do this, you pick and choose the ones, yeah. Put them in the jar. And then, but you could also use it every month of the year,
yeah.
You know, and draw out one every month to keep that going. And even, you know, say like we're celebrating Christmas all year because the gift of Jesus' birth is a miracle that we want to, you know, always bring to mind.
Yeah, that is so true. And remember, you know, that all throughout the year and not just celebrate it on one day. And mm-hmm. I love the Share the Joy jar because that can be used in so many different ways. And it can mm-hmm. be even used like as a project at Sunday school or maybe in an Awanas mm-hmm. group or, you know, things like that.
For sure.
And even... Mm-hmm. when we get older and we're in groups, oftentimes we're in groups where we don't only meet to do Bible study and to share with each other, but we want to, as a group, serve in the community in some way. So mm-hmm. that could really spark some ideas of how we can serve all year long and no matter how old or young we are, because I think we're all young at heart, right?
Yes. Yes, I love the idea of doing it in a small group. And, you know, as you read through the ideas, your group will probably come up with some too. I crowdsourced this. So I had, of course, some of my own ideas, mm-hmm. but then I asked, you know, people on Facebook and I got some really good ones that I would never have thought of. And I'm like, that's a really great idea. And then the publisher added some too. And there are things in the packet that are specific to Christmas. So you mentioned like Sunday school. So there are ideas for having a Share the Joy party where you can, you know, have games and songs and things like that. And then there's even a cookie recipe and tags that kids can color. So that could be a great, some families already have the tradition of making Christmas goodies mm-hmm. and they have their own recipes, but this recipe is from the publisher who also has a retreat center. So it's delicious. I did already try it out and
nice.
It's so good. And so then the kids color the tags and this would be, you know, like you mentioned, aunts or grandparents or uncles, anyone who wants to do something with the kids at Christmas. It has a lot of ideas in
it. Yeah. And I think a lot of us just need fresh ideas because like I, for one, would love to be the girl that bakes all the 10 million different kinds of cookies at Christmas. But I've never done that. And I really like, I don't know, it's just not been a thing with me. So I always love when someone gives me an idea or gives me a recipe or shares something simple that I can do where I don't have to like try to then think of things on my own or things to do with the kids. And my grandkids are grown now, but they still love doing things like that, mm-hmm. you know, together. So I think that's super fun. And then, you know, being able to do that and maybe share it with neighbors or, you know, and make it really spread, like you say, share the joy mm-hmm. and spread out.
Right.
So, and I know you have a lot of opportunities to go and speak with different groups like the MOPS group. Is that Moms of Preschool? Is that what that stands for? Mm-hmm. Yes. And
actually they are changing their name, but they just announced that recently to make it more like explainable.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be MomCo. I could be wrong about that, but yes, because some of the groups also include moms who have older mm-hmm. kids, so elementary or middle school or high school. So they are, you know, still very focused on that moms of preschoolers, mm-hmm. but also acknowledging the different moms that are a part of the group.
Yeah, so. That is great that they're expanding that, especially since they probably have moms from like several years that have been part of that. Mm-hmm. And now their kids are growing mm-hmm. up and they're not preschoolers anymore. So mm-hmm. that's really right. great that they're expanding that and including, you know, more of the different age groups. And then you mm-hmm. also speak at schools. So how does that look and how do you actually get into the schools to talk about these things with the students?
Yeah. So, you know, students love to meet with authors. I remember when I was in elementary school, an author coming and just finding it so fascinating. Mm-hmm. Like there's a person behind this book and then I can hold the book and I can read the book. And I heard what, in this case, it was a man, what he had to say. And so I'm really excited about starting that up with this book. I have several already in the works, and I've just been working with either the preschool director or the librarian or the, in some cases, the principal or the director of a certain age group, just talking about, you know, what will work for their school. And, you know, usually it's going to be something like an interactive reading of the book where we look at the different things, talk about it, talk about their experience with sharing with others, talk a little bit about the writing process depending on the age group. And even though this book is for younger kids, you know, when I speak to MOPS groups or other parenting groups or schools, I do always have something for the older group too. So like for upper elementary kids, we would more dig into the writing process. And, you know, of course, I'd show them the book, but it wouldn't be the same kind of reading as I would to a group of littles. So, and then for moms of older kids, like we've been talking about, like this theme expands to all age groups. So that's definitely always on my mind of how to, you know, reach everyone with an age appropriate message. But then for the little ones, you know, songs and acting out things, things like that, just to make it fun and memorable. And then it's really great for teachers too, because they get this fun way to celebrate Christmas with their classes and kind of sit back for a minute in the midst of all the crafts and all of the, I know they do so much heavy lifting at Christmas time with the kiddos to make it special. So I think it's going to be wonderful. I'm really excited about getting started with that.
Yeah. It's evergreen. So it can be every Christmas, you know, all year round. It can, you know, you can pick up the copy and get it for gifts and things like that. But I love that you go into the schools and especially talk to the, when you talk to the older students about the writing process, because you never know when you're speaking into the lives of us, you know, the students that will be future authors or, you know, will go along in some type of writing or publishing or editing or something, you know, that might really impact them, and how it's so sweet to have the author come in. Wow, you're the actual one who wrote the book. That is so cool. You know, it is really, really special for the kids. But also, like you said, the teachers can incorporate it too and read it to the class and do all kinds of like even little workshop type things with it, which is fun. I love it myself. I remember when the kids were small, I wasn't able to go into the school as often and volunteer and stuff because I had a pretty demanding job as a banker. But when the grandkids came along, it seemed like, I mean, I was still in the same industry, but it seemed like they were a little bit more lenient about wanting us to get involved in community. So I would be able to go to functions at the school and volunteer and do those kind of things, because then they really wanted to make a difference in the community and they would encourage us to do that. And I remember one day, though, I took off. It was when my oldest grandson was in kindergarten, and I was already friends with the kindergarten teacher, which was fun as well. She went to our church at that time. And so she would every year have the Polar Express day for Christmas. And we got to wear our PJs and we had hot chocolate, and it was just so fun. And I just see it still even made an impression on me. And I just found it so enjoyable and fun to participate in that. And so I know that this book is going to be a real huge blessing in that area too, for schools and preschools and daycares and all kinds of ways that it can be used. I just love it so much. And so do you have like any last encouragement, something you would like to share with the listener today?
Yes. I mean, so many things. I love your audience and just how, you know, intentional they are. And so I just wanted to, you know, we talked a little bit about everyday moments. And we do talk about that on our everyday parables for moms and grandparents and dads to practice with their kids, right? But it all starts with becoming more aware of God in our everyday. And so some of the ideas I sometimes give when I speak to parents are, you know, very practical, but they can open us up to that spiritual. So something practical, like set an alarm to pray. you know, and my son the other day, he was like, we need to change the time of that alarm because it's getting a little routine, you know, because we know when it's going to go off. Yeah. He's like, I wish they made a randomizer for your alarm. So just like, you don't know when it's going to tell you, yeah. like, don't forget to pray. Or, you know, post something. Or if you do have littles around, you know, task them to say, like, we need to, you know, stop and look for what God is doing right now, because they love to tell grownups what to do. So, you know, but find some way that works for you to pause and just become aware of the Lord in your everyday. And throughout the Christmas season, you might come up with even, you know, festive ways to do that. Because even though we're surrounded by all the things that are supposed to help us celebrate the birth of Jesus, it still can get lost the way that we want to Christmas to be and how worshipful we want it to be doesn't always happen. So I guess that would be my, you know, just encouragement for anyone, any age. This is something we can all do to, you know, bring, I mean, God's already there to just bring up our awareness of how much he loves us, how much he cares, how much he's giving us grace, how much he's in all of the goals and the things we are trying to do. You know, he's right beside us. Sometimes we forget that. And so I hope that that's an encouragement to everyone who's listening, that God is there, you know, and so, like, let's find ways to become more aware of it.
Yeah, I really love that so much. And it's so encouraging. Sometimes we have to really stop and take a breath. And I love how you have given us that reminder to just stop and be aware of God in the everyday moments, in every day, and just focus. It helps us to regroup and refocus on what the true meaning is and what, and it's not just for Christmas, it's for every day. So I love it how it's everyday moments. So that's so good. Right. And things that you can interact with others in your life and make a difference and impact the world with it. And sometimes when we say impact the world, it seems like cliche or something, but really our world is wherever God leads and sends us to, and the family and friends that we have, and that's kind of the world around us. And an impact can be a domino effect. We never know how one thing that we do, which we may think nothing of, you know, something simple, like you were saying earlier, like smiling at someone or letting someone get in front of us, you know, or paying something forward, you know, maybe you're at a drive-in at the, like McDonald's or something, and you pay for the car behind you, you know, things like that are just like God moments. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you are looking for glory for yourself, because you may never know who's in the car behind you, but God is glorified. And they know that they were seen, and that people need to be seen and known and know that God sees them too. So I love that of your reminder. So that is so cool. So Valerie, tell us how the listener can connect with you and find out more about your book and your ministry and the everyday parables and all of that.
Okay. So the two top ways to connect probably would be through the Our Everyday Parables email list to stay up to date on everything we're doing over there, but also on my author events and just what's happening with the book. I do have two books coming out in 2025. So I'm very excited about those. They are for, well, the one that's coming out first in 2025, February, it actually has a month attached to it. And the other one's still not quite, but is actually the first book that I wrote, but it's larger and it's for a little bit older age group than this Lift the Flap book. So it's the illustrations, you know, just everything is taking more time, which is great because it's a project that's near and dear to my heart. I'm like, let's, you know, take the time we need for it. So that is coming up. And then the other one is for an even older age range, 6 to 10. And that's going to, hasn't been announced yet. So I can't really say too much about it, but with those two things coming up, those will be updated on the email list as well. And then when you go to the blog, I'll put a link, Doris, of our 4 Jesus focused Christmas activities that we have that people can download, just different ideas so that they can, you know, if they want to do some special activities with their kids. And when you sign up for any of our things on the blog, you subscribe. So it's like get a freebie and subscribe. Or you could just subscribe, but better to sign up for one of the
get
things.
A freebie. So,
get a freebie.
Yeah.
So then I'm also on Instagram at I am Valerie Ellis and at Our Everyday Parables. So one is more for author type stuff. One is more for the online resource. And then you can learn more about the book at sharethejoybook.com. Not just sharethejoy.com, because that will take you to some generic looking. That's not me. So sharethejoybook.com. You'll see the cover. The publisher has set up this website that shares different links that you can use to purchase. Mm-hmm. And then you can scroll down and put your receipt information to get the free resources. There's a video with me with a little bit of background about it and my events and things like that. So those are the three main places, the blog, the Instagram, and then the Share the Joy page.
Nice. Well, I'll have all that in the show notes so the listener can find you. And I'm so glad that you clarified the correct website, you know, because if they go to the other website, you said, that's not me. And then your Instagram is I am Valerie Ellis. It's like, but I am not that one. But anyway, that's fun.
Well, and the other place, you know, we talked a lot about speaking and school visits. So they could go to valerieellis.com mm-hmm. if they want to know more about that. I have a speaking page that has my topics and a little bit about author visits and a little page you can download if you want to give that to your preschool or whatever.
Great. That's amazing resources and cool freebies that are so helpful. And yeah, I'll have to have you back on the show again because you've got more stuff coming out that we need to talk about. I would love it.
I'm so excited. So yes, the books that are coming out are all with different publishers and all very different. So I'd love to come back on, Doris. It's such a pleasure to talk with you anytime.
Thank you. I love talking with you too. It's been a pleasure to have you. And this has been so fun and I really enjoyed it. And I know that the listener is blessed by what you shared today. And so friend, well, thank you so much and God bless you and you take care and we will talk soon.
Great.
Thank you for listening. And I just really enjoyed talking to Valerie. I love that we can make an impact on the next generation, that we can sow into the next generation. And we're actually called to do those things, you know, to speak truth. And in the Old Testament, you see it a lot where the Lord tells us to remind our children, teach them all the time. And but just besides that, just remembering to be aware of God in our everyday moments. That was, I think, the most powerful message that came through this episode. So you can reach out to Valerie. I have all the links in the show notes for you. Just go to the podcast page and you'll find all the shows. And you can listen right on the page. I don't know if you are listening in on another platform, which I'm so thankful that you are. And it also helps the show if you rate and review the show. You can go to Apple Podcasts to do that. And it helps more people find the show. So, friend, I loved today's episode, and I have more wonderful episodes to come. So stick with us. Subscribe to the channel so you won't miss an episode. And, friend, I hope that you will just feel the joy of the Lord each and every day of your life. And remember, if you are looking for a speaker for your next women's event, I would love to chat about that. So check out my speaking page at doriswift.com. And I hope you'll join me next time when I talk with another woman who's taking action where her passion, compassion, and conviction intersect. Until then, friend, have a blessed week, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode that is part of the Spark Media Network that can now be heard on the Edify app.